The Amdram shout-out on Brooklyn's Radio with Dan Curtis.
And I'm delighted to say that joining me in the studio from the Barn Theatre is Bob. Good evening, Bob.
Good evening, Dan. Thank you for inviting me in.
Oh, thank you for coming. How are you doing?
Not so bad. Stressed at the moment.
Now, you're stressed because you've got a show coming up, Thick and Fast.
That's right. It's a nice little play called Whose Life Is It Anyway?
Okay, we're going to get into that a bit more very soon. But for anyone who's listening who's never heard of the Barn Theatre, can you tell us a bit?
Yes, the Barn Theatre is in West Molesey. It's behind the Jehovah's Witness building. So it's probably Molesey's best kept secret. But it's been going for over 40 years, very professionally run. And we pride ourselves on putting on about four or five really good varied performances, shows every year.
Okay, now I do know a bit about the Barn, and I know it's quite a small, intimate place to be.
Yes, intimate's the word. It's in the semi-round, and it occupies 65 people.
Okay. And do you still do suppers? You used to do suppers.
No, we
in
don't. We
day?
Don't do that anymore. We've done it historically. It was a feature of certain shows over the years, but we've stopped doing that for the time being.
Okay, well, we won't dwell on the lack of supper. We'll just focus on the quality of the performance. So yeah, it's a nice small. There's no such thing as restricted view at the Barn.
No, there's no pillars or anything, but there is the odd seat at the back on one side, which if the action is on that side of the stage can crick a neck, so we do a health check before people buy that seat.
Fantastic. So that's the Barn. So tell us a bit about Whose Life Is It Anyway? All day long I've been trying not to say Whose Line Is It Anyway, because that's a very, very different thing. Tell us a bit about the show.
It's a play commissioned by the BBC in the early 70s, written by a guy called Brian Clark. And essentially it is about a sculptor who, very talented, freewheeling guy, was involved in a road accident and became paraplegic, could only move his head and speak. And it's about his quest to be allowed to be allowed to die, basically.
Okay, so as you say, written in the 70s, but still very topical today.
Well, it is very topical, of course, and it's constantly in the news at the moment. However, I would say, for those that are a bit concerned about this subject and whether they should see it or not, this is more about his right to be discharged from hospital,
okay,
rather than to be assisted
right
to die.
Fair enough. But again, I suppose the underlying theme of whose choice is it is still prevalent today and is very much the theme of the show.
Absolutely. He's as sharp as a nail in his brain. He's still got the desires, the full range of desires, but can't act upon any of them. And for him, his life is essentially over. And so he's just merely asking for the right to be allowed for his life then to end naturally by dint of not being given any medication and being allowed to be discharged.
Fair enough. So you said it was written for the BBC. It was also a film in the early 80s. I remember watching it at school, I'm sure, with Richard Dreyfuss.
That's right. It was a Hollywood movie, so a lot of artistic license, shall we say, in that. It was also a play in the West End in the late 70s with Tom Conte playing the lead role. Yes, it's got a good pedigree.
It has, and I don't know if it keeps up the same pedigree, really, but I saw it in Woking, I don't know, about 15 years ago now, with Stefan Dennis from Neighbours in the lead role. It's not quite Tom Conte or Richard Dreyfuss, but I have to say, kudos to him, because obviously, you know, playing a paraplegic and kind of putting aside all your natural urges, there certainly was a scene where I think they rolled him further than they meant to, and he didn't flinch, which I have to say I think I would have struggled with. So there must have been some challenges like that to overcome for yourselves.
Yes, in fact, I've got quite a funny story right at the beginning in the audition stage. I've got a wonderful guy called Gary Ward, who's playing the role of Ken Harrison. and I prepared a piece for him to read. And he immediately, as all good actors do, started gesticulating and throwing arms around and great expressive tones in his voice. And halfway through, I said, Gary, I said, sit on your hands because you shouldn't be doing this. And so it just highlights the natural instinct of a good actor to be able to convey the message by all parts of the body.
Yeah.
And to this role, he's, you know, he's having to just be in bed and not move a muscle. So it's a challenge. It's a very challenging role.
So it's all very much in the face and the voice. And yeah. And I suppose for the barn, as we said, you know, being quite a small theatre, it actually probably suits that space really well, because you can really see what's going on.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And of course, it's as much about the reaction and the responses to him from the rest of the cast who are taking on various roles. So it's a great show, and I hope the audiences will enjoy it.
Its underlying topic is obviously very serious, but it does have its lighter moments too. It's quite a roller coaster of a show, from what I remember.
Yes, there's a lot of humour in it. It's not as black and as morbid as one would think it is, but no, there are funny moments in it. And I think that's a challenge as well in actually bringing those moments out, as much as concentrating on trying to get the deeper emotional bits across.
Again, I suppose certainly in the last few years, particularly probably since the Olympics and the Paralympics, the focus is very much back on what people with disabilities can do, and I guess that's like you say, that's those lighter moments and challenging you to remember that actually there's a man with a sense of humour and all of the things that he was before his accident. You know, as an audience member, you are sort of challenged to remember, you know, both sides of the story. And I know in the film they set it up because you can see him as a very active sculptor and around, and obviously in a Hollywood film you can see the car crash. Has that been a challenge to kind of get that part of it over?
Yes, well, I felt I wanted to put it in context at the beginning, so, you know, artistic license has allowed me to put a little bit on the end with the help of Gareth Forber and Claire, our genius lighting technicians. And essentially what we're doing, we're setting it by visuals and sound, so the audience will hear the car crash and everything else going on, the sirens, creating the drama of that. And then throughout that, there's a theme with the opening line, which is "Good morning, Mr. Harrison," and that's repetitive throughout this initial segment. And then the lights will come on, and that will then be the opening line of the play. So hopefully, that will give the audience a flavour of time passing. I thought it was important to do something like that rather than just spring in and the audience wonder, well, one, what's happened, and how long has he been there?
Yeah. Fair enough. It all, you know, sounds really good. And actually, as I said, you know, for the barn, it sounds like the perfect venue for something to have such an intimate sort of view of this man's life and this man's choices that he's having to make. So I wish you all the very best. So how do we get to see it if people are, you know, enthused and intrigued?
Well, we're really upmarket now at the barn. We now, not only do we have a great website, but we now have a full booking facility on the website.
Wow.
It's been a long time coming, but we've achieved that now. So if people would like to log on to www.thebarntheatre.co.uk and follow the links, and they will now be able to book tickets as a guest or as a member. And we'll then have the pleasure of having printed tickets.
Wow. Okay.
So we've really come a long way.
Indeed.
But yeah, tickets are going nicely. So I'd urge you all to get in there and book.
So tell us when. We know where and we know how. What we didn't tell you is when. When's it on?
The opening night is Wednesday, the 7th of October.
Okay.
And it goes through till Saturday, the 10th of October. So we're just about 2.5
Yeah, not far away.
Weeks or so away.
Not far away. And what time? 7:45,
it's 7:45. The doors will open at 7 o'clock, and it's a 7:45 kick-off.
Fantastic. Sounds amazing. It's a really, really good, thought-provoking, but enlightening and... I can't think of what the word I'm looking for, but it's a really good show to go and see, and a lovely place if you've never been to the Barn Theatre. I urge you to get down there. What's next up for the Barn after this one? Obviously, we don't want to spoil people coming along to this, but so that people know what else to look forward to in the Barn's programme, what's coming up?
The Panto.
Oh, no, it isn't.
Oh, yes, it is. And if you're sitting the wrong way, it will be behind you.
Indeed.
Yes, so June's immediately I finish, June moves in a couple of days later to start reality.
Fantastic. And of course the other nice thing about the Barn, because the other thing we always do in here is urge people to get involved in theatre, not just to come down and see it, but to be involved. And one of the unique things about the Barn is that you are rehearsing where you're performing.
This is a luxury. There are many, many groups that have the challenge, the additional challenge of rehearsing in church halls and such like, and then having to up sticks perhaps 2 days before the show starts and relocate to the theatre they're working. So we're
suddenly realise you don't fit.
Yes, we're very lucky. And for those that come, will see for themselves how small it is, but we've had casts of up to 32. As you well know yourself,
I do. I believe I was one of the 32. So yes, it was a squeeze, but it was good fun.
It was good fun.
Bob, thank you very much for coming in, telling us all about it. I wish you and the cast all the very best of luck with it all.
Thank you, Dan.
And we'll hopefully see you again.
Yeah, lovely. Thank you.
Cheers, Bob.
Bye.
Thanks to Bob for coming in, telling us all about Whose Life Is It Anyway, taking place at the Barn Theatre in West Molesey, just on the High Street behind the Jehovah's Witness Hall there. If you've not been, I urge you to go. It's from the 7th to the 10th of October, 7:45. Tickets, if you're a member, they're £10. If you're not a member, it's £12. And you can get them from the website, thebarntheatre.co.uk. All of the information will also be on my Facebook page. So if you've missed it, you can get it from there too. All the very best to everyone taking part in that. It's a fantastic, thought-provoking show. Get down there and enjoy some very, very intimate local theatre.
If you're involved in a local theatre group and have a show, auditions or event you'd like featured on the Amdram Shoutout, then get in touch with Dan. Email studio@brooklandsradio.co.uk.